Wrinkles.
Hello, Tom. Busy, are you?
Yeah, I'm chopping down this tree. Making way for the new swimming pool.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Making way for the new swimming pool.
Yeah.
Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Making way for the new swimming pool, are you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Superlative. Is that why you're chopping down that tree, Tom?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm not getting in your way, am I, Tom?
You, Mr. P, no. I always enjoy a natter with you. Especially when I'm busy.
Do you?
Yeah.
Always enjoy a natter with me, do you?
Yeah.
Superlative. You haven't seen Arnold, have you?
What?
I say, you haven't seen Arnold, have you?
No.
Haven't you?
No.
You haven't seen Arnold then, have you not?
No. Stand back. He's coming down.
You haven't seen him then?
No.
Arnold?
No.
I have.
Have you?
Yeah. Do you know where I saw him, Tom?
No.
He was up that tree.
You can't get a bit of peace anywhere, can you? Still, it's a funny side to everything, I think.
What a morning. I'm dying for a cup of tea.
Hang on a minute, Tom. Just let me finish this row.
What are you knitting?
Not sure. It's supposed to be a jumper for Mr. Pettigrew, but it's gone a bit wrong.
Oh, perhaps it's meant to have three arms. But where do you get the pattern?
It's from my magazine.
Let's have a look. Oh, yeah. You know what you've done, don't you?
What?
You started off knitting the pattern for the jumper, turned over two pages by mistake, and now you're knitting the recipe for beef stroganoff.
Beef stroganoff?
Yeah.
Is that wrong?
Oh, yeah. Very hard to knit a recipe, especially if there's a sauce involved.
I suppose I'll have to unpick it now.
Well, you could do. On the other hand, you could just leave it as it is and stick it in the oven at gas and all for 20 minutes.
No, I'll unpick it. I forgot to knit a hole for his head anyway. Never mind. What do you want, Tom? Tea or coffee?
Tea, please, Mrs. Head.
Oh, hello, Winston. I didn't hear you come in.
Exactly. Of course you didn't. The Secret Service training. I blend in with the background. Good Lord. Sometimes I'm in a room by myself and not even I know I'm there.
Did you want me, Winston?
Bit of bad news, Tom.
What's that?
That Machin chappie wants to see you.
Oh, Tom, what have you been doing now?
Nothing. Unless it's about that horse manure I left on her office desk.
Tom, you didn't!
What else could I do? Took me all my time to get the horse out.
Need a hand, Tom?
How do you mean?
Well, if there's going to be trouble, touch of unarmed combat, I'm your man. I'll get me elephant gun and cover you from the rear.
Don't bother, Winston. You couldn't use an elephant gun on Matron. It's too small. Oh, good morning, Matron. How are you today? Oh, very glad to hear it. Yeah, the swimming pool will be finished in no time. 2 or 3 weeks. How do you mean, 2 or 3 days? Can't the mayor come some other time? Oh, I suppose this means he'll want a guided tour, will he? In the bus? Oh, of course it's no trouble. Oh, just pass me the sand bucket and I'll give you a selection from the desert song as well.
Isn't it exciting, the mayor coming?
Oh, thrilling.
Well, there's no need to be like that, Tom.
I've had a hard day. First it was getting the horse out of Matron's office, then it was chopping down Arnold, and to cap it all, I've just spent 4 hours trying to get the bus started.
Won't it go then, Tom?
No, I think it's on its last legs.
Well, no wonder the way you keep it is always so grubby.
What's that got to do with it?
I was looking at it yesterday, and the rubbish you keep in the back, it's criminal.
How do you mean?
Full of rusty pipes and bits of metal and all sorts of rubbish.
Mrs. A, that's the engine.
I don't care what it is. It was grubby.
Don't tell me you've spring-cleaned me engine. Don't tell me you got out your oven cleaner and your scrubber and brushing your floor wet and give it a good going over.
No, I wouldn't touch it. It was so grubby. I just picked up the whole lot and threw it out. Wires, pipes and everything.
You mean you threw out me engine?
Yes, I did. Whatever you call it.
Mrs. A, I need that bus for when the mayor comes. How am I going to give him a guided tour on piggyback?
Why, does the engine help it go?
Oh, no. It's the ashtrays and wing mirror that make it go.
Well, you're all right, then.
Oh, yeah, no trouble.
Here, you. Clear up. Get out of that rubbish ship before I set my dog on you. He's a nasty little blighter, even if he is disguised as a cat. Good Lord. It's you, Tom.
Hello, Winston.
Heavens above. It's a sad day when a man like you is reduced to scrounging through the rubbish chip for a few meager scraps to eat.
No, I'm looking for the engine off the bus. Mrs. A threw it out.
I get the picture, Tom. You've got your pride. Don't like to talk about it. Found any bits of engine yet?
No, not yet.
Look, here's something. I think it's a starter motor.
No, it's not. It's an old chicken leg.
Between you and me, Tom, it's a starter motor. Then no one loses face, eh?
It's a chicken leg.
You tuck it away in your bag, Tom, and we'll say no more. What happened? That matron chappy reduced your rations?
I'm not looking for food, Winston. I'm trying to find the engine off the bus.
Of course you're not looking for food, Tom. And neither am I. We both won't look together.
Oh, hang about. Here's one of the radiator pipes.
No, Tom. Nasty. Don't eat rubber, Tom. Look, there's an old tin of beans. Boil them up with a chicken leg. Yum, yum, mate. Yum, yum, yum.
Winston, for the last time, I'm looking for the engine off the bus.
Honestly, Tom?
Honestly.
Oh, sorry. Got the wrong end of the stick. Thought you were scavenging for food. Good Lord, what can I say? I'm so embarrassed.
Oh, that's all right, Winston. Forget it.
No, Tom, no, listen. Here's a little something, my way of saying I'm sorry.
What is it?
Well, it was a bone for the dog, Tom. But you boiled it up, marrow in the middle, yum, yum, eh, yum, yum.
Thanks, Winston. I'll put it in me bag with me chicken leg and me tin of beef.
That's the way, Tom. Stiff upper lip. And don't worry, it won't go any further. I won't tell anyone you're a scrounging bum. Your secret is safe with me.
Here you are, one cup of coffee for the worker.
Oh, thank you very much, Mrs. A.
How's it going, Tom?
Well, we've hit a couple of snags.
Like what?
Thing is, when I was collecting all the parts from the rubbish tip, I may have got one or two bits that aren't supposed to be in an engine.
Oh, dear.
Oh, don't worry. I know what I'm doing.
What's next bit, Tom?
That looks like the bell off an old alarm clock.
Is it?
Yeah.
The bell off an old alarm clock?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Superlative. Is it one of the parts that should be in an engine, Tom?
Oh, yeah. Stick it in here next to the distributor.
It doesn't seem to fit, Tom, does it?
pass us the hammer. There, it fits now.
Don't you think it'd be better if you used the car maintenance book, Tom?
What's wrong with the hammer?
No, I mean to refer to as you do up the engine.
No, we couldn't find the car maintenance book, so we're having to use this sewing machine manual instead.
Won't that make a difference?
Oh, no, they're basically the same, sewing machines and cars. And if we can't get the engine going, you could always run us up a couple of suits.
Where does this bit go, Tom?
That? It's the distributor lead, I think.
Funny that, isn't it? Looks a bit like a wishbone off a chicken to me.
Well, we'll find a use for it somewhere. Here, Mr. P, screw it in next to the distributor.
Doesn't really look much like an engine, does it, Tom? Looks more like one of those pieces of modern art.
Are you ready for a final check down, Mr. P? Check? No, I haven't started yet.
Sorry, Tom.
Right. Pistons in place?
What are pistons?
Oh, doesn't matter. They'll turn up. Starter motor still missing? Check. Alternator damaged beyond repair? Check. Rotor arm absent? Check. Crankshaft shattered and held together by two bits of string? Check. Rolled up newspaper in engine housing? Check. Toilet roll secured to air funnel? Check. Spark plugs dangling off table because we couldn't find a place to put them? Check. And last but not least, chicken leg wedged firmly between battery terminal and tram wheel?
Check. Check. And double check.
Mr. P, I think we did a good job there.
Do you think it'll go then, Tom?
Give it a try. Contact! Ignition!
Tom, it's a miracle!
Not bad. Bit of knocking still. We'll sort that out. Fix the timing. I think you put the wishbone at the wrong setting.
Tom, you're a genius!
Mrs. A, I'll not hide the truth. A lot of people around this place have had their doubts about me. No, don't say nothing. Words have been said in the past, and quite frankly, I've been hurt. Not going to say I'm good at everything, because I'm not. But when it comes to mechanics and fixing things, there's only one man... His name's Bill Hartman. He worked at the garage down the road. Just say I sent you. Hello, Arnold.
Hello, Tom.
How are you, then?
Not so bad. Of course, I was almost crushed to death last night. I was attacked by a wall. Still, you've got to laugh at
me. How do you mean you were attacked by a wall?
I was sitting on the patio, trying to get a bit of peace, when, boom, kitchen wall went for me. When I dodged the wall, Tom, I was viciously assaulted by an empty tin of beans and a homicidal pram wheel doing over 100 miles an hour.
Still, you're all right now, though.
Yeah, but I'm a changed man, Tom. I realise now life is such a fragile thing. You got to live it to the full. I'm going to be much more outward going, much more extrovert, a bit wild and crazy. I'm going to sing more, celebrate the magnificence of existence.
Arnold, please, anything, but don't sing.
Smile, though your heart is aching.
Oh, there you are, Tom, there you
smile,
are.
Even though it's breaking.
Hello, Winston.
Still in one piece, I see, after the commando raid on the kitchen.
I'm not so bad.
Shouldn't have resorted to that, Tom. Blowing up the kitchen. I'd have given you something to eat.
Here, take this.
What's that?
It's a bit of engine. Exhaust system.
It looks like a half-eaten bag of crisps and a mangy apple to me.
Just as Arnold. Remember our secret.
What secret?
About Tom being a scrounging bum. And me trying to keep him off the rubbish heap.
Oh, yeah. Everyone knows that.
That's it, Arnold. Just you, me, and everyone. That's why it's a secret. I hear you've been having a bit of trouble with the bus. Here it won't go. The engine's been blown to pieces.
Well, I wouldn't say that, Winston.
That's all right, Tom. Your secret's safe with me. You can't work in the Secret Service for 25 years and not know how to keep a secret.
No, Matron. The bus is perfectly fine. I don't know where you got that rumour from. The swimming pool's finished. The bus is running smoothly. Everything's set for the mayor's visit tomorrow.
Oh, Tom, it's all my fault, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because I threw away the engine.
Yeah.
And now I've landed you in a right mess, haven't I?
Yeah.
No use being nice to me, Tom. Come out and say it.
It's all your fault.
In a way, I can't help but feel responsible.
You are responsible.
I think at least part of the blame should be on my shoulders.
All of it, Mrs. A. All of it.
Oh, that's just like you, Tom. A real gentleman.
Oh, don't mention it.
So, what are you going to do?
Oh, I've got something going.
One of your schemes.
I've come up with some bobby dazzlers in my time, but this one takes the biscuit. Listen to this. It's so simple, it's brilliant.
What is it?
First, we steal Matron's bubble car. Second, we take out the back 8 seats of the bus and build a false back. Third, we hollow out the secret compartment and fit in Matron's bubble car. Fourth, Mr. Pettigrew drives the bubble car which now powers the bus. Fifth, I pretend to drive the bus from the front while Mr. Pettigrew is really driving from the bubble car in the back. Sixth, how does Mr. Pettigrew drive when he can't see? Easy. I rig up a system of mirrors so he can naturally see where he's going from his bubble car at the back of the bus. What do you think?
Tom?
Yeah?
That scheme's so simple, it's brilliant.
I knew you'd like it.
Yeah. What's it mean?
Halt! Who was there? Man the phone.
Oh, it's you, Winston.
What are you doing up this time of night?
Guard duty. Midnight patrol. We take turns, me and the dog. I don't suppose you know the password, do you?
I'm afraid I don't.
Don't worry, Tom. I've forgotten it myself.
What is it you're guarding exactly?
I don't know, Tom. But if they try to take it, by golly, we're ready for them. What's that in your bag?
Just me tools, Winston. I'm making some alterations to the bus.
You can tell me, Tom. What is it? Swag? Goodies? Booty from your midnight rig on the kitchen?
Yeah. Look, couple of spanners, screwdriver, wrench.
Good Lord, you don't want to eat that lot, Tom. Give you terrible indigestion. Here, take this.
What is it?
A boiled sweet, Tom. Found it in my pocket a couple of months ago. But you dust it down, brush off the fluff. Good as new, eh? Yum, yum.
Oh, wonderful. I can throw it in with the chicken leg, the dog bone, and the empty tin of beans. You know, make a stew.
And don't worry, John. It'll be our secret. Hush, hush. Mum's the word. Can't wait to tell Arnold. He loves secrets.
Okay, Bubsy. We'll take it from the top.
All right, Tom.
1,400 hours. What do you do?
1,400 hours. I get into the bubble car, which is hidden in the back of the bus.
Brilliant. 1,407?
1,407. Start up the bubble car.
Brilliant. 1,408?
1,408. We set off on the tour.
Brilliant.
1,415? 1,415. Tour finishes. We get out and have refreshments.
Brilliant, Mr. P. What could go wrong?
I haven't got a watch.
Oh, here. Have this one. I've got two. Right. Synchronise our watches. What time do you make it?
Hang on. Mickey's foot's on 12 and his tail's on 6.
Same here. Check.
Check.
That's what I like, Mr. P. Precision. They're dealing with professionals now.
Hang on, I've got my watch caught in your jumper.
And remember, you'll be able to see everything from the bubble car with the mirror system I've rigged up. But if you do go a bit off course, I'll give you a shout. What do you think, Bugsy?
I think you'll have to take your jumper off, Tommy. My watch is still caught in it.
Superlative. Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, what? Give it to the car.
Matron? If you'd just like to step aboard, we'll start the guided tour of the grounds. All aboard. Right. I'll just start up the engine. I said, I'll just start up the engine. I was just saying, I'll start up the engine.
I'll start up the engine, shall I, Tom?
That's the engine, matron. It's so finely tuned, it sometimes picks up police messages. Now, if you look out of your left-hand window, Mr. Mayor, you'll see the main residential quarters. And as we proceed down the road, if you look out of your right-hand window, there is the kitchen area. Now, I think we'll take a right turn, so I think we ought to go right now. I think we should make a right turn. Oh, let's go left. Now, as we proceed across the lawn, we can have a look at the flower garden. Let's take a look at the flower garden. Let's take a really close look at the flower garden. Let's actually go into the flower garden. No, everything's under control, matron. Let's go forward now. No, let's reverse. No, forward. Right, first time. And now I think we'll turn left. Left would be a good place to go. On the other hand, right would take us nicely up to the perimeter wall. Let's have a really close inspection of that perimeter wall. Tell you what, let's go through the perimeter wall. And if you're interested in demolition, Mr. Mayor, just look out of the rear window and you'll see what a tidy job we've made of the perimeter wall.
Everything all right, Tom?
Brilliant. Now, let's go and have a look at the band in the bandstand as they assemble to welcome your worship to our humble home. I believe you're very interested in music, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, what? Give it to the time.
Let's take a close look at the band. In fact, let's reverse into the tuba section. And I think we'll end the trip here. No, let's not. Let's go and inspect the swimming pool. As you can see, we're coming up to the swimming pool. I think this is about as near as we want to go. I mean, we don't really want to go any nearer the swimming pool, do we? Yes, apparently we do. Now, Mr. Mayor, if you look up through the sunroof, you will see the surface of the water. And as this is the end of the tour, as planned, we will all vacate the bus and swim to the refreshments, thoughtfully provided by Mrs. A. I thank you. Thought bubble. That's what I like. A smooth running operation.
You think we'll have to hide in here long, Tom? Bit cramped, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah, but no one will think of looking for us in here.
Won't they?
I can't see it. Not in the fridge.
No, I suppose not. Do you want a bottle of milk, Tom?
No, all right, for the minute.
You can't get a bit of peace anywhere, can you?
Is that you, Arnold?
Well, if it's nobody else, I suppose it must be me.
Where are you?
In the salad compartment. You're for it, you two, you know. If you ever get caught. Of course, I suppose this will make me an accessory after the fact, being in the same fridge as you. Still, you got to laugh, haven't you? Oh, no. Happy day.
What I can't understand is how a scheme like that could possibly go wrong.
No, it beats me, Tom.
I mean, it seemed foolproof to me.
It did to me.
Did to me. And I didn't know what it was.
Couldn't you see out of those mirrors, Mr. P?
Yeah, they were fine, thanks, Tom.
Could you hear me all right?
Oh, yeah, I could hear you all right. But the thing is, Tom, I can't drive.
I was a fool to ask.
You have been listening to Wrinkles, starring Tom Menard and Anne Theorasty, with Ballard Barclay as Winston, David Ross as Mr. Pettigrew, and Gordon Salkeld as Arnold. The program is written by Rob Grant and Doug Naylor and produced in Manchester by Mike Craig.